Tane Jiang is learning vocabulary words with other immigrant students. She is among 4 dozen Burmese youngsters at Bowman Bridge Elementary School, less than an hour's drive
from Washington.
The main idea is the global idea.
Their teacher, Laurel Conran, specializes in teaching English to speakers of other languages.
Today we were doing text structures. I wanted them to know the vocabulary, the language of text structures, so when they go back into the classroom and work with their peers, they can do this successfully in the classroom.
Tane's mother, Thien Young, also practices English with Conran in the cafeteria of Coastal Sunbelt Produce. Many Burmese refugees work on assembly lines at the fruit and vegetable distributor. Conran started classes here to help them learn English.
The program is a 6-week session. It's once a week on every Wednesday from 12 to 1 o'clock. So every Wednesday I go to Coastal Sunbelt.
4 years ago, when a large number of Burmese refugees first arrived in Howard County, Bowman Bridge Elementary introduced intensive English programs for the children. While the youngsters learned English, Conran noticed it was hard to connect with their parents.
Because some of them do not know the name of the school that their children attend.
With help from Lisa Chertok, a school parent and manager at Coastal Sunbelt, Conran developed English lessons to teach at the parents' workplace. Each Wednesday during their lunch break, Burmese workers sit in small groups with an English-speaking volunteer to practice their new language skills. The program has the support of Bowman Bridge's principal, Jonathan Davis.
And I really see it as the beginning of a great partnership between a business and a school. And we've just begun to scratch the surface with how that could benefit, really, the greater community.
Davis hopes the lessons will help Burmese parents be more comfortable communicating with the school.
Even as simply as making a phone call to say that their son or daughter is sick, even if that's the amount of English that they've gotten from the program, that truly will help us.
Lisa Chertok says it's already made a difference in the workplace.
Well, when the Burmese employees got here, they were very, very shy. Now, I find that they are more responsive as employees. They're more communicative. They're also, as parents, they are more involved in their children's school.
Please welcome Laurel Conran and Lisa Chertok.
For their efforts, Chertok and Conran received a 2011 Community Builders Award from Howard County.
I love this program. As a community, we want to work together collaboratively. Because when everybody works together, it's a win-win situation.
For producer June So, Amy Katz, VOA News.